The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
We would have subtitles if we could on the radio for James. Listen. I tell you, one of the greatest of all time, the great James Brown. I tell you, there is nobody, not before, not since, that got into funk like James Brown. This guy had that one James Brown riff, and he's been sampled more than anybody else. And it's so true. And I didn't even know, because sometimes I would watch Eddie Murphy, when we started coming up, see, and Eddie broke so huge, and it was so exciting. It was such an exciting time, and it was great to watch, and it was early on, and it was new in the business, and we were working, and it was just great. And then Eddie would go on stage, and he would do his act, and it was so, you know, he would use such, you know, the foul language that I used to tell him, like an older brother, you know, you don't need that, Eddie. You're a comic genius. You do not need, look at me, like I'm the old guy. You don't need to use that language, you know, like I'm telling that, you know. So he was not, so a lot of the time, like I remember we're at the Universal Amphitheater. There were 6,000 people. He drew 6,000 people. If Eddie was 20 years old, killed it, crushed it. And we were backstage, it was just he and I. And he was tinkling on the piano. He was just like playing the piano. We were just talking. I said, "Hey," he goes, "Yeah." I said, "No, no disrespect. Congratulations on a great set. And this is fantastic, but you don't need to be dirty like that." And I go, why do you do that? And he looked at me. He goes, "Cause they laugh." Like that. I went, "All right,
there you go."
I had no argument, you know, but then that, so I never really watched, like Raw came out and it exploded and Eddie was Elvis. Eddie Murphy was Elvis, and it was so fun to watch. Leather, and I would go over to his house, and I remember he'd have the big pillars, you know, that in Englewood Cliffs when he moved there, and I was there with Joey once, my big boy. We went for dinner one night, and he would do these Elvis poses. Comedy Store, cut to the Comedy Store where Eddie Murphy's going to try out some material. I was in L.A., so I went backstage to see him. And he was in all leather. And when I walked in, he would do an Elvis pose. Thank you very much. Like, he was Elvis. He knew it. But I would never watch the specials because I didn't like to see him. He was so, you know, it was so like blue, you know, and I wasn't. So then I realized, I started talking about James Brown, how he hung out with James Brown, the great James Brown, and I couldn't understand what he said. But then I just recently caught Raw. Joey and I were having a watch. I never watched it because I just didn't watch it. You know, I just watched, and Eddie started talking about the same thing about James Brown. And it was true. You couldn't really understand what James said, but he was such a good guy. You didn't care. And I remember I was in the corner. I think I told you this before. We were at the Hilton Hotel, and it was a party for James. I got invited. Check this out. Talk about meeting people. and there was a staircase, a winding staircase. It was like a triple floor suite, something like that. And we were all there, and here comes James down the staircase, man. Like, and I tell you what, the Godfather of Soul, and it was cool. And it was cool. And then we talked, and he called me over, and we were just one-on-one. And he was talking to me, really pouring his heart out, and I couldn't understand one word he said. But I just kind of went with it, you know? He would go,
Yeah.
And I would go, yup, James. I was thinking the same thing, James. I was just going to say, you know, it was good. You didn't care. It was James. It was James Brown. That's how you
Yes.
The best. And the only thing, what regret? I always have these regrets because I I'm such a geek. I said, I should have visited James in jail. I should have visited him in jail when he had the tough time. Didn't even think about it. Well, you know, I should have gone and visited him in jail. No. You know, just like that. Remember he had a little run in with the police and toward the end of his career there. So I regret that.
Now, can I ask you, when you were watching Raw, every time Eddie dropped an F-bomb, did you go,
I did. I was like the geeky older brother. I really was like that. I really would. I said, hey, you don't need to do that. And I still hold fast
to
that.
He's very Red Fox. I don't understand it. It just,
Well, you know, prior was his, was Eddie's idol, of course. But he also admired Cosby, and I told you the story, and I put this in the book too, and I don't think Eddie would mind that, because there's a lot of things I do know that I'm not going to write about. I'll tell you that right now. Now, I'm not going to talk about on the radio either. Thank you very much. But when Eddie came into the office and looked really stunned, and Eddie Murphy did not get stunned, especially in those days. He was cool as a coolest cat in the world. Anyway, I said, whoa, what happened? I thought somebody died or something, God forbid, you know? And he said, Cosby just called me. I told you this. And he goes, and I go, what? Cosby just called you? Yeah. He just railed me for being dirty. And I'm going like, yeesh, you know? And he went, now this is one of Eddie's heroes.
Right.
So, and Cosby went off on him, you know, you got to be true to your people. You shouldn't be swearing like that. And then, it really, really upset him. But then Eddie, of course, got the last laugh. I mean, you know, well, like he said when he did
Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
He said, yeah, who's father of the year now? Yeah. Oh, man. But I got to tell you, when I worked with Cosby, and this has to be, God, 15, 10 years ago, whatever it is, and I was the master of ceremonies at a corporate show, and it was, I told you this, and Frankie Valli performed.
Right.
And then Bill Cosby was a special guest. And I went and I introduced Cosby. I stepped back on the stage, let him step because he was the great Cosby, you know. And I just gave the way to let him walk on stage. And then I turned to walk away, and he grabbed me and he brought me back on stage with him. And we did. He really did. 20 minutes. And as I watched him close like that, and Cosby had to be 65 or so. I saw so much of Eddie in Bill Cosby, so much of it. I don't know if Eddie would like me to say that, but I really did. Right there, front and center. It was like, and because Cosby, you know, is a comic genius. He really is, just the way he is, despite of what, you know, what happened. But it's interesting to see like that. But it all goes back to James Brown. James, the social warrior, and due respect to the great Martin Luther King, it was James Brown, in my opinion, that kept the peace. James was the guy. Hey, Joe with the radio. 713, and it was just better. I don't know why. Does it seem better back then, or am I being just like old? I guess people say that. I mean, because
no,
I remember
we all said no. Huh? It's the thing. You grow up in a certain point. You grow up in a certain point in time where things were really good, and you want to get back to that point, and you can't. Yeah. Like my wife said something to me not too long ago, and obviously, you know, she's obviously still grieving in the loss of her mom. But she, you know, like it came to this realization, like, I'm an adult now. Like, I have to do adult things. And I think we get to a point where we're like, oh, my God, we're doing what our parents did. We have responsibilities. Yeah, you have to pay bills. You have to work. You have to, you know, all this stuff. And it's very easy to let those things get away from you. And you sort of reflect back to that simpler time when you were a kid and just you didn't have those responsibilities and were able to hang out with your friends and do things. And you felt like it was a simpler time back then because it was.
You can't go by me because I would have much preferred to have grown up in the 1950s. So.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what.
That's a little old for you. I would have figured the 40s. I mean,
Wow.
But I remember, and then Eddie and I, we went on vacation once, and then we ran into these cannibals, and then they wanted to eat us. They wanted to eat us. I can't let it go.
It's such an unbelievable story. I mean, he could have just said, my uncle died World War II, was, you know, whatever. Why the cannibal thing? I don't understand. All he had to say was he crashed on New Guinea and he died. He didn't have to say he crashed on New Guinea and was probably eaten by cannibals because they were there at the time. I'm like, I don't understand that.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I can't understand the guy.
Imagine being told that story as a kid. Like, you're sitting around, you got your whole family around, you know, 15, 20.
Uncle Bozy.
You remember Uncle Bozy? Oh, yeah, he served his country. How did he die? Well, we think it was cannibals. What? Like, how does that come out in conversation? While I guarantee you another uncle is cracking open a walnut or something. Ah, I can't get this walnut open. You know, Bozy would have been able to. Those cannibals might have been able to crack that. Oh, they don't eat nuts. That's right. Okay.
Wilson! Wilson! Exactly. They're eating me, Wilson! Wilson, they're eating me!
Wilson!
Cannibals swimming after Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks, he looks good.
Didn't he do movie? Joe, the volcano or something? What was the movie?
Yeah. What was that? There were cannibals in that.
Joe beats the volcano.
Joe versus the volcano.
We joke about Castaway. That is a phenomenal movie.
Yeah, it really.
That might be one of Hank's best movies that he's ever done. Robert Zemeckis.
Zemeckis, but two years to shoot that sucker, right?
Well, but yeah, because he had to shoot certain scenes at a certain weight. Then he had to lose weight and grow the beard in order to do the parts where he's on the island. So, it did take a considerable amount of time to do the movie. But he is absolutely brilliant in that, and I'll never let anybody forget that Conan O'Brien was at that screening that I was at and felt asleep during the entire movie.
Wow.
It was brilliant. The lights went down and he went out like a light.
Well, somebody said Bill Clinton fell asleep at her movie when they screened it at the White House. And Conan working hard. Bill Clinton.
No, I'm not saying he doesn't work hard. Wait, I'm not saying he doesn't work hard, but he had two of the hottest assistants writing notes for the entire movie.
and then
he had Hanks on 3 days later and he gushed about how great the movie was. And I'm yelling at the TV like he didn't see a second of it.
You know what's interesting?
That's great.
You know what's interesting is Conan O'Brien said on his podcast that David Letterman, he was asking him, he said, would you watch the movies when you did your show? And David Letterman said, yes, majority of them. He said, obviously, you can't get to everything, but I would try and watch. He says, well, you better me that way because Conan would never watch any of the movies.
No, I'm telling you.
Is that right? Yeah. That is so funny.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my Lord Jesus. Hey, Joe on the radio and Tom Holman's going to join us, Jonathan Honig, this hour. So we're going to get some great investment information from Jonathan. And Tom, I don't know, the Mayorkas impeachment charges rejected by the Senate. We knew that was going to happen. And I just don't know what the end game is for the invasion that's happening now. And then with 2 million gotaways, and I really believe, God forbid, I hope I'm wrong, the worst is yet to come from it. Where are these people? How are they getting in? And why are they allowing them to get in? And maybe it's Biden that should be impeached, you know?
Somebody just posted a meme a few minutes ago that I saw. It said, if you're better off than you were 4 years ago, might be an illegal immigrant.
That's not wrong. That is
unless you're an illegal immigrant in New York City, you're not happy with cots out at Floyd Bennett Field and three hot meals a day and whatever, and they're demanding hotels and all kinds of other stuff. I don't understand these people. You have to understand, you're not a legal citizen of this country. You're fortunate that you're getting those things and getting more services than homeless people that are out on the street, veterans who have served our country and are now homeless and walking the streets and drug addicts and all these other things that really need our help. Yeah, and we're ignoring those people. And yet people who have come from another country, we're showing more compassion to those people than people that are actual American citizens.
Which we are.
We should be compassionate to all of them.
Especially like Donald Trump said, especially in the inner cities. The folks in the inner cities, they're getting totally forgotten about, totally disregarded. And like I always said, and my mantra has been, as that's why I always like to bring Gianno Caldwell on, because he understands this, that they do not care about the black-on-black crime. The Democratic Party, and if I'm wrong, you show me I'm wrong. Because what they're doing now, what this guy, Mayor Johnson's doing in Chicago, he's disregarding, and you see all the folks in the inner city complaining, and he's giving all of his attention to the immigrants. Asking when Biden went to visit Chicago, he asked them for like 700 or so work permits. How do you forget about the folks that do not have jobs, that can't have breakfast in the morning in your city? It's so bizarre, and on how the Democrats just keep going on the same mantra. Listen, Tom Holman will break it down for us in a moment, coming up on AM 970, The Answer. It's 19 minutes after 7 o'clock in the morning on this Thursday, April 18th. Debbie's on the roads on AM970TheAnswer.com. Hi, Deb. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. And let's see what's happening. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. It's raining, so be careful. It's kind of windy, too. FDR Drive South in the 60s. Watch out. It's an accident. One lane is blocked. Westbound BQE right at the LIE. It's a crash. Jericho Turnpike eastbound getting into Dix Hills Road out in Huntington. A closure here. A car into a pole. Southern State West at Belmore Road into North Belmore. Unauthorized truck. We're seeing this closure on Route 6 up in Orange County and Woodbury. Everything closed. Right in the area of the Turkey Hill parking area. It's all due to a pretty serious accident. And watch for delays on 21 South at Elm Street over in Newark. A collision. 70 getting into Ridgeway Road. That's 571. It's an accident heading right into Toms River. So watch for delays. Inbound George about 40. Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be about 30. Holland about 25. Looks like we'll see rain today. High of 49. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Clean Origins. Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. We're experts in ecologically friendly lab-grown diamonds. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com. Online or one of our retail stores.
You know, it's so crazy out there. I always tell you about Brosnan Risk Consultants because you could take care of your business. You can keep your business safe and your family as well. Brosnan Risk Consultant, founded by Pat Brosnan, decorated, retired NYPD detective. So many accolades. When I had the privilege of being in Pat's office, there at the headquarters for Brosnan Risk Consultants, great headquarters, too. It was, they had the biggest TV screen I've ever seen anywhere. It was like a full floor, you know, a big floor of a high rise. It was like the whole floor was a screen, and it had all the places in the United States where a Brosnan Risk is. You know, they've been protecting their clients for over 25 years, and they're operational in 45 states, over 500 cities, all around the country, all around the world. And it's so great to see. And then when I'm in the office and I saw so many accolades to Pat Brosnan for his stellar career in law enforcement, then he bought all the folks he knows in law enforcement into Brosnan Risk Consultants. So you got a business problem, Brosnan Risk can solve it. You got a problem where you want to keep your business safe because you're in an area now where, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen. You call Brosnan Risk Consultants. You want to protect your family. You want to keep it discreet. You want to go out with the family. You call Brosnan Risk Consultants. You don't want to settle for second best. Do the right thing the first time. Brosnan is the gold standard in investigations and security services. You can call for an assessment, 800-590-2180, 800-590-2180, or go online to brosnanrisk.com. It's Brosnan Risk.com.
Brandon Tatum wants more people to step up.
I just really wish more people like me would speak out more and be more confident about it. I know a lot of black people that think just like me, but man, they just won't say, they will never tell anybody. It's not conducive for them. But if only more black men knew that other black men agree with them and that they're not isolated and they're alone in their thoughts of saying, something ain't right here.
The Officer Tatum Show, weeknights at 8, right before Sebastian Gorka at 10, on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
We get clues this morning on the state of the housing market. When existing home sales data comes out from the National Association of Realtors, it measures prices and sales of existing single-family homes for the nation overall, and it also gives breakdowns for different regions of the country. We also get the U.S. leading economic indicators, which gives us an idea where the economy is headed in the near term. One of the big names out with earnings today is Taiwan Semiconductor. The dominant producer of those advanced chips used in artificial intelligence applications. Streaming giant Netflix also reports today investors have been weighing its potential for continuing to grow membership. It picked up new subscribers in the fourth quarter of 2023 after the company started cracking down on shared memberships. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
Are you ready for an adventure of a lifetime? Journey with me, Mike Gallagher, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this summer. It's going to be an incredible opportunity to engage with other like-minded patriots on an epic 7-day cruise over 4th of July. Witness the untouched wilderness of Alaska while discussing America's future. Join Dr. Gorka and me, Mike Gallagher, from June 29th through July the 6th. Call 855-565-5519 or reserve online at patriotsalaskacruise.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Tom Homan is standing by. You don't want to miss Tom Homan. I'm going to tell you quickly about InfuCare RX. I had Olivia at the doctor yesterday, and she gets that infusion. I hope she doesn't mind me. You know, I want to be respectful to my daughter. She doesn't mind me telling you about it. It's amazing what they can do. They put different infusions, how they give the infusion, the rate of infusion that goes into your body. This is so state-of-the-art. And I'm telling you about, when I tell you about InfuCare RX, that's what InfuCare RX is, under the direction of Devin Patel, CEO and founder. They're a leading nationwide specialty infusion pharmacy provider for patients with certain conditions, whether IV, sub-Q infusions. They come right to your house with a nurse, by the way, and can give you an infusion, whether it's immunoglobulin. And I wrote it all down yesterday. Some of the stuff, it's great. And by the grace of God, Olivia's doing so great, you know. Now, you got to speak to your doctor before you do anything, okay? Just speak with your doctor first. See if you're a candidate for the safe and convenient at-home infusion services of InfuCare RX. And you could review their services at InfuCareRx.com, InfuCareRx.com. And by the way, that they have full clinical team available to you via phone and digital access 24/7, 365. It's InfuCare RX, improving quality of life one patient at a time.
Brandon Tatum, tonight at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, Tom Homan, a former acting director of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, speaking the truth for years now, telling us what we have to look out for, what the dangers are, and it keeps on unfolding. And now the House impeaches Mayorkas, it goes to the Senate, and they shoot it down. You know, Mr. Director, Tom, welcome back to the show. I guess you weren't surprised the Senate shot this down, sir.
No, I knew they would, but you know what? I'm glad they did it. I'm not glad they shot it down. I'm glad the House impeached him, because if someday this man's going to not be in office and he's going to have to wake up every morning knowing that he was the only Secretary of DHS ever impeached, he's going to have to accept the fact that not a single one of the 60,000 armed officers that work for him respect him for what he's done. So, you know, I don't think it's over till it's over, but, you know, I'm glad they impeached him. He needs to be impeached, and we'll go from here. We'll keep pressure on the Biden administration. We'll keep telling America for the truth. We'll hold them accountable in November.
Hey, but Tom, why not? Maybe they should just impeach Biden. I mean, I know that's a much harder task, but it's the because even if they, if the Senate, that would never happen. Schumer would never let it happen, and they didn't. You know, they wouldn't do it in the Senate impeaching. And then if you wanted to get Biden, it's going to be an impossible situation. But if Mayorkas was replaced, they'd probably replace him with someone as bad or worse, don't you think?
I don't know, but you know, I've been asked that before. Do you think they should really impeach Mayorkas? Does he follow the orders from the president? Yes, they should. He's a Secretary of Homeland Security.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I talked about the terrors of vulnerability of this. He does the same data point you and I talk about all the time. Oof. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's the Secretary of Homeland Security. If the man had an ounce of integrity, knowing the data points that we know, especially the terrorism of data points, he would go to the White House and say, look, I'm the Secretary of Homeland Security. My job is to secure that border and protect America. And what you're doing here is not only causing no respect to terrorists across the border, we have fentanyl killed over 100,000 people. We have sex trafficking up to 600%. I'm the Secretary of Homeland Security. I can't support this. Either change the policies, I will resign. A better man will do it.
Yeah, it's so true. I don't know how the guy sleeps at night, honestly, because you've been telling us from day one what's going on. Hey, and also when you hear about, and now everybody's acknowledging what you told us years ago, Tom Homan, about the gotaways and up to the tune of almost 2 million. I just keep waiting every day. I just keep waiting. God forbid something's going to happen, but I'm just amazed that people are acknowledging what you have said years ago, that there are 2 million gotaways that they don't even know where they are. And I'm afraid to think what's going to happen next, Tom Homan.
Well, that's I think that's a lot of the crime in the city. The cities, the gotaways, 2 million people chose to pay more to get away. Why? Because they don't want to be vetted. They want to be fingerprinted. These are going to be your people from terrorist countries. These are going to be your criminals. These are going to be your gang members. People that don't want to be caught because with their record, their background, if they find out who they are, they may be detained. They may be deported. So these 2 million people are not, you know, they're not from the church choir. These people have picked not to turn themselves in for some reason. So you and I talk about this many times. It's my biggest concern.
Yeah.
I really, truly believe, Joe, something's coming. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
There's no way. You got 30,000 Chinese males of military age came to this country by accident. China don't let 30,000 people walk out of their country. I'm telling you, this administration has created the biggest national security vulnerability I've seen in my lifetime.
Yeah, so is this true, Tom, while we have you, sir? Because I read this, and I don't even know what to believe, but I appreciate you being the source of viable information. So I hear that, let's take Venezuela. So they're sending the criminals out, and Donald Trump said it. He said that they're unloading their jails. And everybody said, oh, look at him, he's being talking about, and that's exactly what the Venezuelans were doing, because the homicide rate dropped by 22% and more in Venezuela because they sent all the prisoners here. But now I hear there are, and walk me through this if you would, sir, there's crime syndicates in South America, maybe Central America, and now those people that are coming in are their minions working for the crime bosses, in, for lack of a better phrase, in South America, and they're sending the money, whether it's prostitution, whether it's drugs, stealing all those cars that we see all the time, robbing all those upscale homes at the time. So there's like a crime syndicate that's happening in South America, and those guys are just like working for sending the money back to countries like Venezuela, Tom?
Exactly right. Venezuela is one of the biggest sophisticated criminal organizations, Trenguaya. And Trenguaya is the United States. We've arrested many of them, and they're here with a purpose. And the scary thing is down there, they're coordinating and working with MS-13. And you got these two groups together and causing havoc in our major cities. And this is just the beginning. It's going to get worse. The sophistication of Trenguaya, and look, MS-13, when I started back in 1984, MS-13 was in two states in the nation. Right now, there are 48 states. You got the drug cartels down in Mexico. Some of these cartels are in over 40 countries across the globe. So these are like a Fortune 500 company. These people like a Fortune 500 company, and they send their people to different countries. And you're exactly right. They're spreading their crime syndicate across the globe. The criminal cartels in Mexico right now are operating in every major city in this country. And people need to understand that. It all comes back to an open border.
Yeah, and then before I let you go, you might have been in office then, but I remember when Congressman Peter King, former Congressman Peter King, great guy on Long Island, big MS-13 problem out there, to the point where they were drafting people, the kids, you know, from lower income families, you know, stressed areas, and making them join the gangs. If they didn't, they would attack people back at their homeland, like back in South America. They were that sophisticated. And then if you remember, Donald Trump went out to Long Island, and Peter King brought Donald Trump out, President Trump at the time, out to Long Island, and they got a hold of it. So there is a way to stop it. I hope, Tom Holman, that it's not too late, sir.
There is a way to stop it. In the Long Island operation is called Operation Battledore. I went with the president to Long Island. Peter
yes,
King,
sir.
Air Force One would be the president. Matter of fact, when we give the speech, I introduced Peter King. Peter King introduced the president up on the stage. So it was a great event. We arrested just short of 500 gang members, most of them was 13. And what we found out about it is 40%. That's actually 42%. 42% of the MS-13 gang members we arrested enter this country as a UAC unaccompanied child.
Yeah, God, and thank you for that, Tom. God bless you for that. That was monumental how you cleaned that up. It was a mess, and hopefully you'll be back and be able to do it again. Mr. Director, thank you, Tom. Thanks for your fight. Thanks for always joining us, and we'll talk soon, my friend.
Monumental. You got me up there at 4:25 a.m. here. We're here in Arizona.
Oh man, I am honored. We are honored. Thank you for that. And keep the fight, Tom. And listen, I owe you a Pabst Blue Ribbon. I owe you some Red Bull and some Relief Factor, my brother. You got it. You're on.
God bless the men and women aboard. I'm over here meeting with some of these folks, and they're the finest of the finest. So I don't mind getting up and talking to you. I don't mind coming to Arizona and talking to the men and women wearing green. Keep bringing your prayers, because they got a dangerous job.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. We'll keep you in our prayers as well, Tom Holman. Thank you. God bless you, man. God bless you. Tom Holman right there. He's up. Look at that. 3 hours earlier. Oof. And he calls in. You got to love the commitment. You got to love the commitment right there from Tom Holman, former acting director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. That's why I told that story. I knew he was out there. I wasn't sure. I knew he was out there with Congressman King and President Trump, and they stopped the gangs. Stopped the gangs. It can be done. And by the grace of God, it will be done. 7:36. Jonathan Honig's jumping on a second. Al's got the news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
48 and cloudy at 7:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. There's a rally today at City Hall involving city council members who are fighting against cuts to New York City's funding for pre-K and 3K. They're getting a boost from children's YouTube star Miss Rachel, who has more than 9 million followers. The woman, known as the Beyonce for toddlers, is calling out Mayor Adams, saying he cut $400 million from early childhood education programs and is proposing more cuts. Miss Rachel says she's going to Washington today to advocate for early childhood funding. The Adams administration says they are committed to ensuring that every child who needs a seat has one. We're learning more about the Montclair police officer and the woman who shot one another in a home in North Jersey Township on Monday. The officer has been identified as Michael Medrano, and he was shot in the shoulder, has been released from the hospital. Police say Officer Medrano returned fire at Marianne Swain. She's still in the hospital, not clear where she was shot. She's already been charged with weapons counts. There are reports at least one of Swain's children was home when she fired on Officer Medrano. In sports, the Mets are in their first sweep of the season, blowing out the Pirates 9-1 in their finale at Citi Field. They are off today. They are out in Los Angeles to play the Dodgers tomorrow night for the first of three at a little after 10 p.m. The Yankees salvaged their series finale against the Blue Jays after earning a 6-4 victory in Toronto. And the Islanders closed out the regular season with a 5-4 win over the Pittsburgh Penguins. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side in effect. Watch for delays on the FDR Drive south in the 70s. A three-car collision inbound towards Washington Bridge, a 40-minute delay. Lincoln 30, Holland Tunnel, that's about 25 to 30 from the Turnpike, but 45 from 1 and 9. Southbound Thruway slowing down in toward the Mario Cuomo Tappan Zee Bridge. Over on 6, everything reopened to Woodbury. Bad accident there was just cleared out of the way. Let's go out to 70. 70 at Ridgeway Road in Toms River. It's an accident at the intersection, so prepare for some delays heading through that spot. We're seeing delays on 21 North right at Chester Ave in Newark. It's a collision being cleared. Watch for slowdowns on the LIE eastbound into Little Neck Parkway. A disabled garbage truck is causing a delay over there. Checking in on the forecast. Clouds today, showers likely throughout the day with a high of 49. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 56. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
All right, Joe, thank you, Deb. Telling you about the Relief Factor. Here, if you just go to relieffactor.com, you will see You'll see the ingredients in Relief Factor, right, at relieffactor.com. You'll be able to order the 3-week quick start kit from Relief Factor. Still only $19.95, still less than $20, and comes with the Relief Factor's Feel Better or Your Money Back Guarantee. But also is, and I'm supposed to just tell you about Relief Factor, and I want to tell you about Relief Factor because it got me out of pain. I think it'll get you out of pain, right? You can call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4, the word relief. But at relieffactor.com, check out the other products that they have. There's a couple there that are sensational. They're so cutting edge at Relief Factor. I'm just so proud to tell you about Relief Factor. In the meantime, you got that pain as you go into springtime. Come on. You're going to go into summer. I should have listened to Joe on the radio. I should have ordered this, and you could do it. It's not too late. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Any questions you have will be answered by a wonderful, wonderful person at Relief Factor. 800, the number 4, the word relief. Or again, everything you need to know and more is at relieffactor.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet. You need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best, period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970 The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, Jonathan Honig's going to join us in a moment. The boys of summer are back. They're back at it. And I was telling you about Phil Rizzuto. I'll tell you about Yogi Berra. Well, at Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey, that means it's time for the Grand Slam event because Alex Kinsella, general manager at Route 22 Toyota, is a big baseball fan, and he's celebrating the season with the best offers of the year, like zero down leases on all your favorite Toyota models, low 1.99% APR financing up to 72 months. Plus, at Route 22 Toyota, they're offering unbelievable lease deals. Can I tell you, $79 per month? You see these numbers I'm telling you? 1.99% APR financing, up to 72 months, $79 a month leasing. And this, now I'm going to give you the number in a minute, but everybody drives at Route 22 Toyota because they have a goal for 100% credit approval. That is their goal, 100% credit approval. 973-705-8905. Ask for Alex. Ask for someone in Alex's team, 973-705-8905. You can save big on your next Toyota from Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. Just remember to tell them, please, Joe Piscopo sent you.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Uh-oh, I don't see Jonathan Honig on our graphic. I see Tom Holman, Keith, General Kellogg, Professor Dershowitz, and Sebastian Gorka. Jonathan, sorry about that. I owe you one, man. We had you last week. I had you last week, brother. I'm sorry about that, man. You say that. You don't take it. All about you. See, you're not Italian. If you were Italian, you'd be totally offended. You would be offended. You really would. But so thank you. Thank you, man. How are you?
Oh, it's great to be with you, Joe. Yeah, I mean, I enjoy your Sinatra programming so much. But we've got to talk a little bit about the dollars and cents, too, because they're starting to add up. And what frustrates me is when I see one president doubling down on the bad ideas of another president. And I'm afraid to say, in this case, that's exactly what Joe Biden is doing here with these new taxes. They call them tariffs, but these new taxes on aluminum and steel.
Yeah, he goes to Pittsburgh. Biden goes to Pittsburgh, and then he goes, and now Japan is buying U.S. steel. Last I heard, that is still going in, and now he wants to put tariffs on Chinese steel. Why can't we just make it in America and keep it in America, Jonathan?
Well, I got to tell you, Joe, I respectfully disagree with some of that ideology. I mean, look. We used to make TVs in America. You remember how everyone bought a Zenith?
Yes, yes, yes.
in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, man.
The Japanese, other countries, other people were better at making those TVs, and now we buy them for less than we did even 10 or 15 years ago. So, you know, the specialization of labor, Joe, is actually a benefit of a dynamic economy. But tariffs, which is what President Trump and now President Biden is doubling down on, in fact, tripling down on, tariffs are taxes. Tariffs are taxes on Americans. In fact, one study showed, Joe, that President Trump's tariffs reduced the average household income by $1,200. So basically, when the president enacts tariffs or hikes tariffs, he reduces employment, he increases the cost of those goods, and ultimately hurts us all more. They're just increases in taxes. So that's why I'm especially worried about President Biden's move here. All he's doing is going to reduce employment in steel and aluminum and increase taxes on us Americans who simply want to buy things and live our lives.
The impetus to tariffs, I know with Donald Trump, when he goes, the Chinese want to build car plants in Mexico, and then he wants to put tariffs on the cars coming in so we could at least manufacture it here. But in plain speak, Jonathan, just walk us through this for a second, because, see, I like those Trump proposals of hammering, like, China, for example, because they make pharmaceuticals. They own us at this point. Isn't it better to have it here? But it's even if it costs a little bit more, is that too much of a layman overview, Jonathan?
Joe, again, I respectfully disagree. I mean, keep in mind, trade is win-win. When we buy a product that's manufactured in China for a low cost, we get a benefit from it. And yes, that Chinese manufacturer gets the benefit from it. But what's the point, Joe, of a job that you have to subsidize? In fact, one study showed that President Trump's steel and aluminum tariffs basically mean that American businesses and consumers paid $900,000 a year for each job that was created. So, I mean, it's simply a tax. There's actually no economic benefit to the tariff. And what's the purpose, so respectfully, of a job that's creative if it's actually not a remunerative job? I mean, it makes me think very much of the Democrats' plan to have all these green energy jobs. Well, if they're costing, you know, the American taxpayer $500,000 per job, they're not really real jobs. And that's exactly what the so-called jobs created by the steel aluminum tariffs are. Don't call them tariffs. Simply call them taxes. If you're in favor of lower taxes, you should be in favor of lower tariffs.
And then going to student loans, Jonathan Honig, the impact student loan debt and Biden forgiving all this student loan debt. How will that affect us in the long run, sir?
Well, those are taxes on Americans, just taxes in a different way, Joe. And instead of actually taxing us in terms of what we're buying, they're taxing us in terms of adding more debt. I mean, respectfully, Joe Biden thinks there's such thing as a free lunch, that you can spend billions and billions, tens of billions of dollars, and it just doesn't get paid for. It gets paid for years and years in the future, and that's exactly why, Joe, we continue to see inflation pile up. You know, Americans are paying on average of $14,000 more now for the same basket of goods and services that they did just 3 and 4 years ago. This is really, money is really starting to add up. And at a time that President Biden should be cutting taxes, whether it be the tariffs or the student loan payments, he's adding them. And that's why so many of us, Joe, we're working, but we're working harder and making less.
Yeah, this is a great conversation, because you're right. You're right. I think you have to, in my American, you know, a buy American mentality. That's what I'm always thinking, Jonathan Honig. And also, I got to go here now while we're talking about it, because I'm a union guy. I'm a union, three unions. They always protected me. And I know I got to go here with you, Jonathan, because now the walk around characters in Disneyland, they filed to hold a vote on whether to join actors' equity and now to be protected. And I know when I was at started out, the unions really did protect me. So now you got Minnie and Mickey Mouse and Goofy. They want to be union members. Would they benefit by that? I think I know your answer, but go ahead, please.
Well, I mean, look, Joe, the unions are a very, I think, specialized and individual experience. I mean, some are pretty good. Some, I think, are very bad. What's been interesting is the only place in the last decade or so that union membership has actually been growing is in the public sector. I mean, most Americans have found over the last couple of decades they're often better off not in a union than in a union. But as you said, now there's a move to get the Disneyland cast members, not just the people who work at Disneyland, but as you said, many, they want to get them unionized. And I understand the show, right? I mean, they are basically actors and actresses in those little costumes. So yeah, we'll have to see what this has to do with the Disney stock. a lot of the companies have been negatively impacted, as you know, whether it be the car companies, the airlines, by union contracts. So, you know, if your kid wants to meet Minnie and she's out for a smoke break, that might piss off some consumers.
During a break. I don't talk. I do not do autographs right now. I'm on a break. I love it. Jonathan, thanks. Listen, healthy conversation, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us. And I owe you a graphic. I owe you a graphic, Jonathan.
Great to be with you. Yeah, good morning.
Thank you, too, as well. Jonathan Honig right there. And great. Listen, we just opened it up. You know, I think, I have to tell you, what Donald Trump did when he says, China is going to come in and build plants in Mexico, and then they're going to ship, and they're going to be car plants in Mexico, and then they're going to ship them in, and he's going to put a tariff on every single one. I applaud that. Jonathan knows much better than I do how to affect the economy, but I applaud that. I just don't like China having holding us hostage with pharmaceuticals, with protection equipment, you know, with that personal protection equipment like we had during the COVID situation. So, but that's me. And I think maybe the Disney characters, Debbie, yeah, sure, unionize them. I love that thing. They can take a break. Listen. 749, 750 right now. Deb's on the roads checking out traffic on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. We're seeing a 25-minute delay on the New Haven line of Metro North because of congestion, because of some earlier mechanical issues. Watch for slowdowns on that eastbound Gowanus, bumper to bumper up through the Prospect. Eastbound BQE slowing down, getting up and out toward the Battery Tunnel. Watch for delays as you head to the LIE westbound. A lot of volume out through Woodhaven Boulevard. Volume on the Grand Central Parkway West out past LaGuardia. Really tough on the FDR Drive. The FDR Drive southbound, bumper to bumper down through the 70s. That's all due to an accident. Northbound heavy through the 70s with rubbernecking. Inbound GWB, a 40-minute delay. Lincoln 30. Holland still about 40 from 1 and 9. And expect delays this morning as you take a ride over to Route 1 southbound at Henderson Road into South Brunswick. It's an accident being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Charlie Kirk sees another reach from the White House.
The Biden administration is proposing a sweeping initiative to slash student debt for nearly 30 million Americans. The proposal marks a major new White House effort to appeal to progressive and younger voters. What is this actually what Joe Biden is doing? This is naked bribery.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays at noon, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes like Jason Arno. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
All right, let me tell you about why refi. You can earn up to a 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You could turn your income on or off. I'm telling you, this may be a great place to put your money as opposed to where you got it now. You get a monthly statement, no surprises, a secure collateralized portfolio, and absolutely no fees and no attack on principal. Your interest is compounded daily. Chris, I tell you about these folks. They ran into some situations financially, and Chris co-signed on student loans with his son, and when his son left school, they were stuck in a situation where they could not make the payments. So why refi provided a solution to reduce their payments and decrease their interest rates. So Chris and his son are now on a path to paying off their loans and building a life. Folks all over the country are earning a high fixed rate of return with YRefi. Please check it out at investyrefi.com. It's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com. You can call 888-YREFI-24. Our friends at YRefi are trustworthy, caring, and honest, and you just go to investyrefi.com. Invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com. And you can call 888-YREFI-24. Tell them, please, Joe Piscopo sent you.
This weather report was sponsored by Esko Truck and Equipment. Whether it be purchase, lease, or rent, Esko Truck and Equipment has the right machine to improve your business. Providing a full line of link belt excavators, light equipment from Dynapac, and Chicago pneumatic or handheld power tools from Steel. Serving New York and New Jersey. Call 718-504-2600.
Hey, Joe on the radio, great to have you with us, and Jeff Nordine's at the Weather Answer Desk. How are we doing today, Jeff? A little cool today, huh?
A little cooler, yeah, and also a little bit damp, especially right now over Long Island, Brookhaven up to Bridgeport, and New Haven, Connecticut. There's some rain and drizzle. That's going to be around the city, too, and that'll linger into the early part of the evening. We're only going to get to about 50, but it's going to feel like it's in the low 40s because of that breeze. Later tonight, we're cloudy down to 44, and then we can't rule out some showers again late in the day tomorrow, otherwise starting cloudy, 56. Finally, some sunshine comes through the clouds for the weekend. It's going to be a nicer one. Temperatures are still so-and-so. 67 on Saturday and 60 on Sunday. What's your plan for the weekend?
You know, working. I'm always working. I'll tell you, I'm always working. You know what? But it's all right. But a lot of the time, like, I've been going out. Like, even every time I'm on the road, it's like a pouring torrential downpour, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like it's the way it's been the last couple of weeks. So maybe it'll lighten up soon. So, but anyway, and I know you'll be tenting, camping, and pickleball.
Not this weekend, next weekend. This weekend is, work myself, so I'll be working as well.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, Jeff, and your work is great. Thank you, my friend. Jeff Nordine right there at the Weather Answer Desk. I love it. I know Jeff probably has a calendar, and he puts a little picture of a tent when he's going tenting, camping. I don't think I could ever do the camping thing. When my kids were in the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts, we would go out, and they would have the families. We'd go out. It was horrible. Oh, I mean, you had to go out and with the tent and then get up in the morning. You couldn't sleep because the raccoon was right outside. It was like, but people do it. They love it. They go out and they can't. I can't even imagine. Joe Sebelia, you camping, I can't see in a million years.
I've done it before. I did it once, and I enjoyed it, actually. Yeah.
I see you more of as a glamper than a camper.
Give me the RV.
Dirt. Yeah. I did well. I went to this Christian music festival back when I was in high school. We camped out there for a night, so it was a lot of fun.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. I don't know.
I didn't set up the tent.
Yes, all right.
You know, and then when you're going out, and then it's just getting up in the morning, and then you gotta. Give me an RV. Give me a nice RV. I'm fine. Yeah, I would be glamping. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Glamping. Yeah, I'm so down with that. Hey, Joe, on the radio, General Keith Kellogg coming up momentarily. Assemblyman Dove Hyken. What's happening at Columbia University is inexcusable. And they had a hearing yesterday with the president of Columbia, and they were just talking about the anti-Semitic rise at Columbia University. It's happening in New York City. I don't know how it happened, but it's happening. Dr. Sebastian Gorka is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour with Professor Alan Dershowitz. Joe is here, Al's here, Debbie's here, and Joe P., and we're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970.
The Answer.
48 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The NYPD cracking down on scooter crime after masked gunman fatally shot a man in the Bronx Tuesday night. NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Operations Cass Daughtry says they're bringing back community officers to help patrol the streets. Daughtry says officers have support with aerial resources when it comes to arresting illegal scooter activity. Meantime, since January, the NYPD says 9,500 scooters, dirt bikes, and ATVs have been confiscated, including 2,500 in the Bronx. In addition, there have been 1,300 arrests for crimes on scooters. The FAA lifted a ground stop for Alaska Airlines flights on Wednesday morning. The agency said Alaska Airlines asked the FAA to pause the airline's mainline departures nationwide. Alaska Airlines said it experienced an issue after performing an upgrade to the system that calculates weight and balance for flights. The ground stop caused some flights around the country to be delayed. The airline does fly out of Newark Airport. And a new trauma recovery center is opening in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Members of the Jewish Community Council of Greater Coney Island and several politicians were on hand earlier yesterday to cut the ribbon for the center on Mermaid Avenue. It will serve Brooklyn residents and provide life-saving support for survivors of violence and trauma to receive assistance and services. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.